Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 35, a good and erev Shabbat. It's called desensitization. It takes a lot of articulation to pronounce. Becoming desensitized to things, which is a big issue in our society. I speak in this chapter about some of the great, great positives of technology. Right now, it's because of technology that we're able to have this incredible chat and be able to share Torah with each other and just download some incredible ideas and wisdom, Torah wisdom from the net. But along with the great gift of technology comes some real challenges. And actually, this particular chat, when I first started it a few years ago, somebody posted an obscene pornographic picture on the chat. It was upsetting. And not only because of the image was so distasteful, but because the group had come together to be positively inspired to grow closer to God and Judaism. And I had to shut down the interactive nature of the group. And to this day, I share ideas with you, and if you want to share something back, you have to private message me. It used to be that everybody was just, you know, but it's a very, very large group, and unfortunately, that's just, you know, one of the side effects of technology. But I'm sharing that story because as long as we're aware, half of therapy, they say, is just awareness. We live in a society that's constantly exposing us to content that could be hurtful or degrading, and it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, after a while of seeing the same thing, you just kind of think that that's the norm. That's why we're always so concerned with kids. You know, TikTok is banned in China, where it actually comes from, but not here in the United States, and it's for children, excuse me. And it's an issue because even us adults, we all become desensitized when we see something or we're exposed to something again and again. But look, we're not turning the clock back. The genie is out of the bottle, as they say, and technology is here to stay. Question is, will we try to reap the rewards and get the benefit and try to minimize as much as we can some of the negative aspects? The great Rambam I quoted in this chapter. Oh, by the way, I always like to share something from my new book, the concept of desensitization. I mentioned on page 264 in my new book on the Jewish experience, I told the story of a young woman who used to come to MJE, and she was so impressed. She was a doctor already, but when she was in medical school, she noticed how the one observant student in the class was very, very careful when they brought out the cadavers to be mindful and respectful in the presence of the cadaver. And everybody was in the very beginning, she said. But what ended up happening was that after hanging out with the cadaver and doing the work that they were doing, the important work they were doing on the cadaver, most of the students in the class started becoming a little more lax and just becoming desensitized to the kavod hamet, the special honor that we're supposed to give the deceased. And that's why we have a system of Torah and halakha to keep us in line. The other idea in the chapter that I mentioned is the Rambam wrote about this very, very practically. He said, and I quote, "It's natural, says Maimonides, for a man's character and his actions to be influenced by his friends and associates, and for him to follow the local norms of behavior. Therefore, he should associate with the righteous, be constantly in the company of the wise to learn from their deeds." Now, I'm not saying you should cut off any relationships you might have with someone that might be a bit of a negative influence. The most important thing is to try to be a positive influence on other people. But we should think about if we want to improve, and this is Shabbat Shuvah, this is the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're getting closer to the Day of Atonement. Why do we do the things that we do? You can listen to the Parsha video that I just put out. I'm going to share that on this chat as well. But very, very important to think and to sit these couple of days and say, here are the improvements I want to make. But what is keeping me from making these improvements and staying with these improvements? It's often the environment, people we hang out with, the influences, what we're exposed to, the content that we're looking at, and so on and so forth. The sages teach in the ethics of our fathers, oy l'rasha, oy l'shcheino, woe is to a wicked person, woe is to his neighbor. And we know that if you look at the whole incident in the Torah of why Datan and Aviram and all these other people got sucked into this whole rebellion with Korach, it's because the neighborhood they lived in. If you live with certain neighbors, you know you're uplifted when you're around great people. And unfortunately, we're brought down when it's not the right people. Maybe we can have an influence on them. I'm not saying to distance yourself necessarily. But if you can have an influence, then let's not be naive and think that we're not being influenced. So our society has bestowed immeasurable, innumerable benefits upon us. And we really have to thank God for those benefits of technology. They're keeping us alive longer. They're improving the quality of our lives. Let's use those gifts for our own self-growth, become the best version of ourselves, and surround ourselves with the right people, the right influence, always with positive images. Shabbat Shalom, my friends, and should be a Gemar Chatima Tova. Sweet, happy, healthy year for you and your families.